Most histories of African Americans at sea focus on slave ships, which transported their human cargo from Africa to the United States or other parts of the world. But a new exhibit in the port city of Philadelphia expands that story to reveal the substantial contributions African Americans made to the maritime world. The exhibit Black Hands, Blue Seas explores the untold stories of the African-American maritime experience. Curator Craig Bruns says there is much more to tell than just the voyage from Africa to slavery.
We have longshoremen, we have the ordinary sailor, we have naval personnel, we have whalers. Just a myriad of many different experiences and contributions. Many of them are so surprising.
He says what often surprises visitors is that African Americans have a maritime tradition that begins in Africa.
We have a variety of things from logbooks that were kept to tools that were used in whaling. We have African sculpture, a lovely canoe that's manned by four oarsmen. It just shows that Africa had its own maritime traditions, and those traditions were transferred to America by the slaves, and many of those traditions were then transferred to American sailing traditions.
A group of middle school students from Brooklyn, New York, spent part of their class trip to Philadelphia touring the exhibit. Their teacher, Dane Martinez, says the school wanted the students to have a deeper understanding of their heritage and culture.
We knew that it gave a kind of fresh perspective on the civil rights struggle for African Americans. We toured the Underground Railroad, and we hear that this is sometimes affectionately known as the Underwater Railroad. And just to kind of expose our scholars to as much of their own history as possible.
The exhibit is an educational experience for more than just tour groups and school kids. Greta Chapin-McGill attended the exhibit with a few friends. The black author says she was impressed by the amount of African history she wasn't aware of and would never have known if she hadn't seen Black Hands, Blue Seas.
Well, I kind of always have felt that maritime and sailing and all of that was not a black experience. I would not have thought that that was a big part of the African American experience and remains a big part of the African American experience.
The exhibit depicts that experience through artwork, tools, music, photographs, and historic documents. Those include logbooks and maps of Africa. Chapin-McGill was especially struck by one map from 1747 during the slave trading period.
There was a map there that depicted all of the places where slaves were taken from in Africa that really, really touched me because there was a huge part of the middle of the continent that had been named Negro Land. And I have never heard that, never seen that term before, and that was just very striking to me.
There never was a country called Negro Land, but it was common for cartographers of the 16 and 1700s to gain their knowledge of the globe by talking to explorers, traders, and travelers, then use their imaginations to fill in the unknown places on their map. And after having many conversations, cartographer Emmanuel Bowen must have felt that the area where people were called Negroes would be called Negroland. His map and the rest of the Black Hands Blue Seas exhibit began in Mystic Harbor on the Connecticut coast and will be in Philadelphia for a year before traveling on to its next destination, continuing to cast light on an ignored chapter of American history. I'm Stacia DeMarco in Philadelphia.